All right, so how did you get involved in this project?
I've known some of the people involved with Phone and Rep for a couple of years, I've been talking with them for a while about direction with them, and opportunity came up. All the schedules kind of aligned, and we started talking about what we wanted to do. And some of what I do is really in line with the mission of Sonnet Rep. They do, you know, their idea is doing classic theater for the modern planet, and a lot of my ideas about classic theater are, you know, how do we bring it to a contemporary audience in a way that is, you know, really exciting and potent for a modern audience. So we started tossing some ideas around, and actually one of the artistic directors, Olivia Mora, brought up the idea of doing The Servant of Two Masters. And from there, that's where we kind of went from there. And finally, that's what we landed on, was this play. That it would be sort of a great opportunity to use it as a springboard to create some really fun theatrical events within the course of the evening that would be really funny and fun and contain a lot of music and dance, which is a lot of the goals that Todd and Olivia had going into this year with their company.
Okay, so for people who have never heard of The Servants of Two Masters, how would you describe it?
Sure. The Servant of Two Masters is a commedia play, and it's really a fun, funny comedy piece that is an opportunity for for a cast to create lots of, in the old Italian Canadian days, the cast themselves would create what they called lotsies, which we now might call comic bits. Mm-hmm. And they would sort of be performed over and over again, and they had stock characters. So what we're trying to do is we're taking that idea, that feeling of what would it have been like for an audience then, and how do we recreate that feeling? How do we do that now? So we have such a huge blend of styles and music and all kinds of things that are going on that are being created around this play. So it's a classic farce in a way. It's one guy who is trying to hide the fact that he is the servant of two masters from the other and all the mayhem ensues from that. But on top of that, we are bringing in this group of musicians called Bandits on the Run who have helped us sort of create this world of music. So we have blues music and tango and Hawaiian and hip hop, and we're just sort of taking all over the place and creating this, this huge sort of montage of different styles and, using the personalities of the actors that are involved to create something really fun and funny.